It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, all the stuff we do on the show is up online, joeandalexshow.com. So yesterday on Twitter, there was some trouble brewing.
There was a massive story going on, not only on Twitter, but at Twitter, like the real life Twitter HQ, the headquarters in California, because this investigative journalist, her name is Laura Loomer. She's kind of unconventional. She's a little different. She's not like a normal, like serious journalist.
Of course, Alex would know about her then.
She's known for crazy stunts and things like that. So she's done kind of similar things, but things kind of came to a head for her. She was blocked and banned, actually, for life from Twitter.
For life? Wow.
Because she tweeted something that I would say is more of a conservative viewpoint, and Twitter just kicked her off and said, you're not going to be on here anymore. And so essentially she took some handcuffs, walked down to Twitter headquarters, chained herself to the front door, and this was the number one worldwide trend all of yesterday on Twitter. So it's pretty crazy because this girl gets herself kicked off, but then still is the number one trend on the site she's kicked off of. But she was essentially just protesting and making a stance. A lot of conservatives that use Twitter and all social networks feel like they are being shadow banned or unfairly targeted and docked followers and, you know, kicked off sites and things like that for being conservative. And so she was essentially being like, you know, I'm over this. Like, you're unfairly targeting conservatives. So anyway, then it got me thinking and Joe thinking, well, where have you been kicked out of or banned from? Because two members on our show have been banned from things.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I'm glad to say that this place that one time I was banned from and had the police called on me, I am now allowed back. They no longer will not block me for going in there. And that would be my hometown of Howell, Michigan. I am allowed to go back to the Taco Bell on Grand River.
Why?
Well, I am allowed there. Now, there was, after a high school game, Friday night, it was a big rivalry with the other hometown, Brighton, Michigan. And it was our homecoming game. And we all went there and we partied it up. Then the Brighton crew rolled up, tried to talk some smack, and we threw burritos at them.
You were throwing their food?
Yeah, hard to believe I'd waste a burrito, but I threw a bean burrito at some kid's car.
That is the most surprising part of this story. You're right.
Yeah, I know. Rest in peace to that bean burrito. You know, you served a greater purpose than feeding me, though. You showed that kid what's up. So I guess it kind of started a little fight when I did that. I never got actually punched or anything, but there was a scuffle. Taco Bell called the cops, and I was just hanging out there because I didn't do anything. The cops got there. Everybody already was gone, and I was, like, getting into my car. As I'm getting into the car, the cop pulls up and gets out of his car and says, "Freeze! Don't move! Hands in the air!" I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm 18. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I don't think they drew their gun on me, but they told me to freeze. Like, they were, like, ready to do something.
They were ready to dance.
Yep. So I didn't get charged with anything, but they said, hey, they no longer want you on the property. If you do, you'll be charged with, I forget, was it trespassing or something?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So that really crushed my soul, being banned from Taco Bell. Eventually, though, I started going back through the drive-thru about 2 months later. And they're like, oh, you're back.
I'm
like,
they didn't care?
They let me through.
Nice.
Oh, so, that's nice.
But guys, it was pretty much hell on earth.
I'm sure it was
having,
for you.
Two months of no Taco Bell in my life.
Yeah.
Anybody else been kicked out or banned?
I actually was banned from, I've been banned from a couple places, actually. I've only been banned from two places, technically. And I've been kicked out of a bar before my junior year of college. And then I also have been banned from a concert venue in Cincinnati.
What'd you do?
I was in high school and I was doing some activities that only 21-year-olds are allowed to do because I was a stupid high schooler and it was a mistake and I ended up getting a misdemeanor.
Ooh, you have a misdemeanor?
Well, you got a minor in possession because you were drinking?
Yeah.
A criminal on the show.
I know.
Wow. How do they get through all the things? We have background checks.
Well, I mean, a misdemeanor. Well, it got taken off my record because it was like, all you have to do is like 20 hours of community service and like they'll take it off your record.
And what else were you banned from?
I was banned from my sorority. So that was lit.
For
Wait,
what?
You got kicked out?
I got kicked out of my sorority. And this is what's crazy. I was already an alumni. So it was my fifth year of college, and you're only allowed to be in a sorority for 4 years. So it's my fifth year of college, and they kicked me out because, do you guys know what icing is with the Smirnoff Ice?
Yes.
Okay, so you hide a Smirnoff Ice, and then, like, you surprise your friend or someone with it, and they have to get down on a knee and chug it. And so after recruitment, one summer when I was a fifth year, my best friend Brooke was a fifth year, we decided to ice our three best friends who are all seniors still in the sorority. I put on my Snapchat story for literally 5 minutes and it goes viral around our campus and all five of us get kicked out of our sorority.
I didn't even know that you could do that, kicking out alumni from a sorority.
Yeah, that's, hey, Liv's pretty bad to get kicked out as an alumni.
It was news to everyone I know. No one knew that that could happen.
So I know that sororities are really picky, though, about you wearing their letters and singing their songs and all these different things. So technically, are you, so you spent all of your college years in the sorority,
yes,
and now
so
can you not
money.
Wear the sweaters and
so,
stuff?
Oh, I don't care. I bought those sweaters. I'm wearing them.
But
I
what did they tell you?
Creed.
Did they tell you you can't?
Yeah, and they wanted me to send back my pin because we have a pin in our sorority that we have to wear for formal things. Guess how much that was?
How much?
$325.
Wow.
I am not sending that pin back. Yeah, you can shove it because that's not coming back to you.
New topic, our sororities pyramid schemes.
Yes! Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.